We used to travel all the time during the holidays. Mostly, we went eastward to hook up with Dodgers family. Syracuse, New York City, Boston, Burlington, Vermont, Exeter, New Hampshire. Awful weather, especially while driving or flying, was almost always part of the adventure. We were in a serious car crash on one of the last of those trips, but that isn't why we don't go there anymore. The older Dodge generation passed on, the family scattered, people got married, divorced, had kids, followed careers to new places, the usual. Then we discovered that if you went south, wonder of wonders, it was not predictably a cold, snowy, scary experiment with mortality. We're teachable. So we shifted to a different holiday travel mode. New Orleans, San Diego, Mexico. Ah, Mexico. Warmth, shorts and sandals, margaritas at lunch, catch of the day dinner on the moonlit beach. You know what I'm talking about. But even going south, a certain level of risk still applies. The holidays just aren't the best time of the year to travel. The roads are busy, rest areas crowded, airports jammed, planes overbooked, prices jacked up. People lose their cool, their documents, their luggage, their children, and not just in the movies. As I say, we are teachable. We stay home for the holidays now. I'm not saying it's always going to be this way. As memory loss advances, in a year or two, we'll probably forget all the bad things that have happened on Christmas trips, and we'll set out in the car, or maybe on snowshoes, to ring in the new year in Winnipeg, or Whitehorse, or Reykjavik. Before they're gone, I'll call up a couple indelible images from holidays past. We're in Playa del Carmen, Mexico, Christmas Eve. There's a live nativity scene happening in the town square. Lots of locals have gathered for the event. This is decades ago, before Playa turned into the fastest growing community in the universe. So there aren't many turistas in the nativity audience, but Dodger and I are there in our short clothes and sandals. What are the natives wearing? Down parkas, wool hats, long pants, boots. I remember being surprised, not so much that they were cold and we weren't, it's all a matter of what you're used to, but surprised rather that these folks owned parkas and stocking hats and mittens. My naivete. They live 1,000 miles closer to the equator than we do, but it's still winter. Dress accordingly. I remember Christmas 1999, driving up the Gunflint Trail out of Grand Marais for a holiday cross-country skiing getaway. We figured if all millennial hell was going to break loose New Year's Eve, the Gunflint would be as good a place as any to ride out the end of everything as we know it. Plus, we thought if we were lucky, we might see a moose. Well, before we even got to Golden Eagle Lodge, we'd had so many close encounters with moose, including a near collision with one, if we had never seen another, it would have been too soon. We're traveling right after the holidays this year, well, next year, the second week in January, to Mexico, Puerto Morelos. In my imagination, though, where all the important stuff happens these days, and just for fun, let's pretend the travel component itself is not a consideration. If we could get somewhere, say, by means of teleportation, my wish is that for the holidays, Scotty would beam Dodger and me to Rome. Yeah, I think so. We've been there, gotten all the touristy things out of the way, not at this time of the year. We could just hang and watch Silvio Berlusconi and the Italians do Christmas right there where the Pope and his cardinals hang. You know what? I'd even go to midnight mass at St. Peter's. I would. I can tell you, Mother's ashes are smiling hearing that. Hey, happy holidays, everybody. And if you're traveling, here's my wish for you. Noel, 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 may your jet's engines burn hotter than... Hark, the herald angels sing, may your wheels rock and your sleigh bells ding-a-ling.